This is the evening peak traffic flowing past the Victoria Memorial in front of Buckingham Palace. I have to say, I think this is ripe for pedestrianisation, or at least for greater controls on traffic. You're already not allowed to take buses or lorries or anything down here, and I think it's closed to all traffic on Sundays, but it's still just really choked with traffic. I'm never quite sure of exactly where the correct way across is. I'm not going to actually try and go across. I want to continue up the side of Green Park. Find left rounds. Forward rounds. Forward, big doggy boo. Good boy, straight on. It's an entrance to Green Park, I think, there. We could go into Green Park itself, actually, rather than walking up the side of Constitution Hill. Do that. Find right, Vance. Let's try right. See if we can do it. I generally go the wrong way in Green Park. I want to go in the park first. Can you find a way in? Go on, find left. That's it. That's the one. Good boy. Go on, find the way then. Oh, there we go. Now we'll just sort of wander through the park up towards Hyde Park Corner. I don't know exactly which way to go. I have a reasonable sense of direction. I think I want to keep following vaguely towards the sun. Straight on, Vance. Oh, what's this? There's some water. Never known water. Green Park. Oh, there's something. Maybe it's a sculpture of some kind. Find right for us. Let's go and have a look. Sounds like it. Been grating in the floor. Oh, yes, here we go. Smells of chlorine. Oh, you listen to the water. Rather lovely, actually. Water that just seems to be gently flowing down some kind of surface. It's the sunlight is shining off one end of the sculpture. A sort of metallic sheen. I'll try and get a photograph. Please excuse the photographic noises. Stay there, Vance. Try not to drop the phone into the sculpture. Alright, we're back on. I don't know where we're going now. Let's try and actually just look down the back of this thing, if there is a back to it. Find left, Vance. Might actually be able to work out exactly what was going on here. Okay. Okay, I was right. Is it some kind of slant? Just stand there a second, Vance. I'm going to run my hand across the top of here and dip it in the water. Stay there, Vance. Okay. It's probably polished stone, actually, maybe. And just a sort of film of water running down it. I shall dip the phone as close to it as I dare. Oh, that's nice. I can't remember. There are various forces. Sorry, just give me a second. Various forces, sculptures here, so it could be one of those, I suppose. I'm not quite sure. Let's go then, big boy. Now we're wandering across grass. I'll try and find a path. Go on, Vance, find the way. Back on terra firma. Keep on wandering through the park there. Good boy, Vance. Let's see, I think Green Park. London's most underrated parks. I'm not sure whether that's right or not, really. It doesn't have the sort of formal elegance of some of the other ones. St. James's Park is very carefully landscaped to give the idea of being in this sort of rural idyll, unaware of the urban sprawl around you. Here it's slightly rambling. Find the way, Vance. I suppose it lacks a focus. The focus that both, or even all four of St. James's, Hyde Park, Regent's Park, and Kensington Gardens will have, which are great bodies of water. You don't get that in the Green Park. We're just moving from one patch of shadow to another, traversing these scorching spaces in between. Sounds like we're edging back towards Constitution Hill here. I don't really want to join the hill itself. I also don't want to miss Hyde Park Corner, so I'll try and be careful where we end up. Valley. This could be Hyde Park Corner up ahead, I suppose. I just didn't expect to reach it so soon. Yes, it must be, because I can hear buses. Yeah, go on, Vance. We'll go up this way. Why not? Ooh, slippery steps. These sort of funny small steps that aren't really steps at all, through some kind of archway. Yeah. I left Vance, I think, at the security archway, and we're out onto, I suppose, one end of Piccadilly. Straight on, big doggy boo, on you go. So next stop, Hyde Park Corner. And we'll check that the doggy is doing all right. If it's too hot, try and get a bottle of water. And if he's okay, we'll continue into Hyde Park and have a wander along the Serpentine.